Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Mo Fresh coming back to you live. It's April 12th, 2024. This one right here is Trials and Tribulations. I just want to reflect on some past issues. Now I'm saying, don't let people get to you. And if you like helping people, don't be too kind and good-hearted. Because you got motherfuckers that'll rip your heart out. Especially when you're helping them. I had some friends I was helping. And fucked up because you think people are good people. Helping them out, giving them a hand. And they shit on you. Turn around and shit on you. Make me not want to help nobody no more. And I'm a helping motherfucker. You feel me? So it's like, how do I go about changing that? Like I said, trials and tribulations. When you live and you learn. As you get older, you get wiser. But the fact is that I like helping people. And bringing somebody into your home brings a whole different feeling, a whole different atmosphere. Like you learn about this person, individual, people. You learn so much about them that they forget who they are, living under certain circumstances. Like, I ain't gonna say no names, you know. But at the end of the day, it's like, I give up. I'm tired of helping motherfuckers. The motherfuckers don't want to help themselves. You know what I'm saying? And the fact of the matter is, when you do help people, they turn around and bite their hand and feed them. Burn the bridges, you know, that they need to cross. But it's cool. I don't sweat it. I don't sweat it a lot. Know what I mean? But it is what it is. Relationships, friendships, you know, it could be family. Shout out to my little brother, today's his birthday. Happy B-Day, Moose. Enjoy your trip to Miami. Yeah, my brother went to Miami for his birthday. I'm sure he's gonna have a lot of fun, turn up time. But yeah, I'm a single father, I'm out here grinding, trying to provide for my son and myself, keep my living quarters kept, food on the table, you know what I mean, clothes on our back, you know, shit is not easy for the both of us, my son know myself, and then I open the door to motherfuckers. Let them come in, let them eat with me, share my shower, share my bed, my son's bed, my couches, my living room, know what I mean? And turn around and do some bullshit. But that's all cool. Ain't gonna sweat it. Gonna cry about it. Living and learn. Trials and tribulations. Know what I mean? Word is born. In this life, all you got is your word and your balls. For a man's perspective. I mean, I ain't giving that up for nobody. For nobody. I grew up struggling. I'm still struggling. Grew up 7 years old. No mom, no dad. In foster care, always running away, always on the street. Know what I mean? Running through crack houses just to sleep. Know what I mean? Stealing out of stores just to eat. Because I didn't want to be in foster care. I knew what it was, seeing things that you don't normally see as a 7-year-old, as a kid. Shit is traumatizing. Seeing kids, little kids your age, younger, getting raped, getting beat on, hooked on drugs. Shit's crazy. Like, I ain't trying to see that shit. If I can't be with my father or my mother, I'ma be in the streets. Gang banging. You know what I mean? Shit, like putting on. 7 years old. Shooting shit up. Yeah, real life shit. Shit was real. But I still had a heart. But I still had a heart. Getting locked up, 11, 12 years old. Going to Spofford. Juvie and shit. Hitting Rikers Island, 14 years old. Yeah, shit was real. Feel me? Getting shot at 13 by the police. You know what I mean? Yeah, shit was real. But yeah, I still had a good heart. No matter how many times I got fucked over, I still had a good heart. Yeah. My son wants something. He's trying to say something to me. What do you want, buddy? Huh? Nothing? Okay. I'm gonna make your stuff in a second. Just let me finish. All right, let me finish my podcast. All right. Yeah, my son is a good kid. He's a great kid. Very respectful, very humble. He'll be wild at times, very hyper. But all in all, he's a great kid. Very smart. Very smart. Yep, love him to death. Love him to death. But yeah. Oh my God, this is crazy. Like, nothing happened, you love. Like, you guys gotta understand, you gotta stay away from negativity and impulsive manipulating people. Like, I met a lot of narcissistic people. Narcissists to the point where you tell them about themselves, they still don't believe it. You lead them to the fact that, yo, this is what you're doing and it's causing this or that. They still don't believe it. They always put it on you. Yeah, shit is crazy. Just crazy out here. Like, who wants to deal with all of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's hard, life is hard as it already is, but you don't gotta make it as hard as a rock. Like, the fuck? Might as well live under the rock like a salamander, huh? Word. You got one life to live. You gotta live it to your best of your ability. I'm tired of getting locked up, spending time away from my kid. Thank God I got full custody of my son. I don't know what would have happened if I didn't have my son. I probably would have been a whole different person. Probably would have went back to the streets. Like, shit could have got dark. Know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, I stuck it out. Like, feel what I mean? Stuck it out. Was a man about it. I ain't taking no losses. Not. But at the end of the day, I'm not about to keep going back and forth to jail for petty shit. I'm going to jail for life. I'm going to jail for killing somebody. Fucking with my family, my son. I'm killing you. And my objective is not to get caught. Like, motherfuckers don't know who the fuck I am. Like, I'm that nigga. But I humble myself. I humble myself to the point where you wouldn't even thought I was this little big bad wolf. Like, I'm a factor in my community. Everywhere I go, Everywhere I rest my head, I'm a factor. I put on. I do shit for my community, not just for me and my kid. I do shit for the people, for the seniors. I'm saying for the youth, you know, for the up and coming young adults. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there grooming these young folks. You know what I'm saying? Putting them on a path where they need to be put on. Guiding them in the right direction. You ain't gotta be in the street to be hood. You don't. Ain't nothing wrong with reading and writing and getting an education. That's the best gangster you could be. Smart. You ain't gotta work for these white folks. Get your own LLC. Own your own business. Start your own brand. Be your own boss. The fuck? You ain't gotta work for these white men. You work for them if you choose to. If you feel as though you need some type of structure or help with the finances, if you can't get a loan or something, then you go work for them. You go save your money. And you start your own brand, your own LLC. You don't wait for nobody to put money in your pocket, put food in your mouth. You go out there and get it yourself. You got hands, you got feet, you got a mouth. Don't just be out here talking because you got a hole in your face. You know what I mean? Like, what? Talk with a purpose. Deliver with a meaning, with a focus, with ideas, innovation. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more out here that we even know of. Half of us haven't even reached our full potential. You know what I mean? We just beginning. 34, 35, 40 years old. We just learning ourselves. Half of us been locked up all our lives. All our childhood, teenage years, adult. You know, early 20s, mid 20s, early 30s. Like, I know brothers and sisters just coming home from jail, from prison, after doing 15, 20 years. Some even 30, 40 years. And they got their shit together, so there's no fucking excuse. There's no fucking excuse. Running around here, all these kids on welfare and shit, get a fucking job. Do something for yourself and your kids. Don't live off of motherfuckers like that shit is cool. Because what happens if that motherfucker fall off? Got all fucked. Get your shit together. It's not wrong with getting help temporarily until you get on your feet. But don't lean on it to the point where you're dependent on it. You know what I'm saying? I still get food stamps. You know, my son get SSI. He got little problems and shit, but we working on that. I got my own business. For the landscape, I got my own landscaping company. It's not flourishing how I want it to flourish, but I'm not stopping myself from where I need to be. If I gotta work at McDonald's, 7-Eleven, pump gas at the gas station, shit. If I was fit enough, I'd go shake my ass and make money. However, I had to go do it, I'd go get it. Shit, I want a job. Fuck. So I could pour into my business. Know what I mean? My son could have his own money. Because right now, all I'm doing is paying bills. After paying bills, I'm fucking broke. That shit ain't cool. It's not cool being broke. Kid wants something, you can't get it for him. Shit is sad, make you want to cry. But for me, it make me want to do more. And I'm doing more. Every day I'm applying myself. 15, 20 different job applications. Left and right. Indeed. Direct on websites. Going store to store. Somebody gonna call me. Record or no record. Somebody gonna call me. If I gotta move out of state to get a job, I will. I will. I'll start all over. Hell yeah, I'll start all over. But best believe my son coming with me. Anywhere I go, he go. Point blank, period. I've been a factor in my son's life since he was born. Primarily always there caring for him, taking him to the doctor, to daycare, school, feeding him, clothing him, bathing him, all that. Ain't nothing gonna stop me. I don't care if I'm paralyzed. I'm gonna do what I gotta do as a father, as a dad, as a best friend, a mentor, a teacher. No, I'm molding my son where he needs to be in life. So when I go one day, I'm going to die one day. I'm not going to be here forever. Keep it in 100. I'm not going to be here forever, but I got to show him the ropes. So that way when I'm gone, he could pick up where I left off. He could take the business and merge with developers and all over the world, contract, you know, $1 million corporations and shit, generating wealth, not just for himself, but for his family. Word. This shit just ain't here for me. This shit ain't just here for me. But that's what I'm talking about, trials and tribulations. You gotta know where you're going in life. You gotta find your purpose. You gotta escalate things to find yourself. I'd have been locked up like, not to be funny, like 5 times within a year over bullshit. Shit that I ain't had nothing to do with. Just ain't had nothing to do with. Thank God the charges was dropped. I had to pay a little fine here and there. A little couple of charges, bullshit. But that goes to tell you, show you. Some people just out here can't be trusted. It's not worthy of helping. You gotta worry about yourself. Do for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? Just worry about yourself. Right now, me, I'm learning on how to worry about myself and my family. Everything else could wait. That shit come at another time. Because I ain't got time to keep going back to jail. You know what I'm saying? And I be telling these females I be dealing with, like, you got the right one, but the wrong one to fuck with. Because at the end of the day, I don't need you for shit. I bring what I bring to the table on my own. What are you bringing to the table? If you can't bring shit to the table, I don't want you. I don't fucking want you. Like, a fuck is good. But at the end of the day, that's not what I want. Know what I mean? Like, I want a relationship, something strong, something loving with balance. Something that my son could grow up adapting to. You know, calling a woman that I love his mom, loving her like it's his mom. You know what I'm saying? That'd be great. You know what I'm saying? That'd be great. Lovely thing. Because he needs a mom. And I never took his mom from him. She just can't get right. She ain't wrapped too tight in the head. So it's like, he never gonna come around. And at the end of the day, it's like, you can only do but so much for somebody. And give or take, I'm not gonna wait around forever. I've been done years ago. Years ago. Like, I'm not beating no more. I'm not. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't do, you know, to be able to co-parent and share the opportunities that I share with my son, with his mom. We just can't be together. But that's not what she want. Whatever she want, I don't know, because she don't talk to me, I don't talk to her. She don't talk to my son, she don't see him, it's whatever. It's cool. He don't need her. He got me. That's all he need. He got his aunt. He got his grandpa, his grandma. He got his uncle. He good. He gonna be all right. Shit. He all right, kid. He just got his own little problems that he gotta work on. Like all of us else. We all got problems. We all got shit that some of us don't even know how to deal with at times. But hey, that's fucking life. You learn to deal with it on your terms. Not when somebody tells you to deal with it. You ain't locked up. You open the box. Think outside the box. Dream bigger. The sky is not the limit if you could go beyond it. This world is so big, only you can imagine. But y'all, I'm about to wrap things up. It was nice talking to y'all. I'll be back soon with another episode. You know what I mean? Within the next few days, could be a few hours, a few weeks. However I feel, you know, I like to publicate my work when I feel like it, when I'm good and ready. I don't just like to talk about stupid shit. I like to talk about real shit, you know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers be talking about stupid shit. But one love, y'all. It's your boy Mo Fresh. I'm out.